Business. And on air, right across Newcastle and under.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Oh, very good morning to you for a Thursday, Tyler. How
are
you going?
It is the day before the weekend. Oh, and I am crawling to the finish line this week.
Well, this is, Meg is back next week
from her
Vegas adventure. So you've only got a couple more of these extra early starts, and then you'll be back to your regular early starts.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it ever?
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
You're ready to go. You can hear it in your voice. Listen to Jess.
I was going to say happy Friday to me, but I thought that would be mean.
Oh, yeah, because you got you're off tomorrow. Boo.
You cheeky devil. I think it's great. Now, we've got to talk about these lines just briefly. I love the spin that the zoo threw out there. This is their rarely used spin department of the zoo, right? Because normally it's fluffy animals and it's fine. Integrity issue with the fence. Is that just a hole in the fence? Is that what that is?
I feel like after watching the 20 minutes of helicopter footage yesterday on the morning shows, hole in the fence.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%. That's what I was going to say. There's clearly something wrong with it. Why don't you just say
there was a hole in the fence.
Pure transparency here, guys. There's a hole in the fence. The lions got out. Sorry.
They went out the hole.
Exactly.
No one died. No one got eaten. We're all good.
They were out for 10 minutes.
We've also fixed the hole. Don't panic.
Yeah. We just get you. All you do with fences, right?
You just patch it up.
You get a bit of wire and you
a bit of chicken wire.
Well, chicken wire or just a strand of wire and wrap it around and around and around. And then
tighten
fixed.
The hole.
Yeah. And
that'll
then you're
keep
done.
The lions in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, of course.
That's my zoo management days.
I mean, I wouldn't be mucking manager. Around with a bit of chicken wire. I'd be making sure some engineers are coming back in and fixing the whole thing just to be safe, just so then they don't have to deal with the integrity of the fence ever again.
Yeah, it's just a hole in the fence.
Well, it's just bloody, how many was it, 5 or 10 lions?
And it was only 10 minutes. How much
they
can they do then?
To go on an adventure.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. The grass was greener.
I would love to see you two faced with a lion and see how you two go, oh, no, it's all good.
I'd be fine. I love that sort of thing.
No stress. They're only babies. They're just one.
Oh, for God's sake.
So cute, the little liony whiners.
Oh. I'm putting you both in front of a lion pen.
Yeah, I'm sure we could do that. It's radio. We're doing all that sort of thing up to a wildlife park or something for a feeding.
Why not?
Record it all.
I'm in.
Oh, are we next leveling this, are we? Brilliant.
Can't wait.
We're catching up with Jess again in just a few minutes to get all your local headlines and a bit deeper detail for a First at Five catch-up.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, Jess, how are you this morning, first of all?
Delightful.
Yeah, as always. All right, let's get into this, shall we? We've first got to talk about this guy in Cessnock, yeah?
Yes, there's a guy heading to Cessnock court today. Police charged him with the alleged shooting of another man in the foot at a home in Greta on Tuesday morning. Apparently, the 38-year-old was allegedly shot during a dispute between the pair at a home on High Street. So the 58-year-old was arrested a short time later. He was charged overnight and he'll face court today.
Now, look, I know this is all terrible and everything, but I've always said if you've got to shoot someone, when there's somebody being shot, go for a foot or something. So, the argument's over, right?
Yeah.
Everything's over then. The police are coming because
true.
A gun has been discharged.
Yeah.
But at least no one's going to die.
It's not life-threatening.
Yeah.
There are so many bones in your foot, though.
Oof, they're all broken, too, when you shoot it. You've got them all suddenly. It's not a good situation.
Not at all.
I mean, I carry on like an absolute idiot when I kick my toe. Imagine if it just got shot off. Anyway.
Well, I don't think... did the toe get shot off?
Who knows? Probably. I mean, I'm not speculating.
Do we know these details, Jess?
No.
Okay.
Just so we'll move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
The NRLW World Cup, Jess, it's kicked off.
Yeah, so the ladies are hitting the field this morning. We've got a few Knights girls who are playing. New Zealand is playing France at the moment. The score into the second half is currently 30-0 to New Zealand. On the New Zealand side, Autumn Rain, Stevens Daly and Shanice Parker from the Knights are playing, which is awesome. And about 6:30 this morning, our time, the Jillaroos are going to face the Cook Islands. We've got Yasmin Clydesdale and Caitlin Johnston on the Australian side. And then on the Cook Islands team, one of our Knights players, Kiana Takarangi, is playing. So heaps of Knights ladies over there playing at the moment. So
many girls. And I've noticed with this World Cup, the margins with the scores in the men's teams and the women's teams are huge. Like,
yeah,
New Zealand are winning 30-0. The blokes beat, I think it was Ireland or Scotland, like 98-0. Yeah.
It's insane.
Massive scores.
That's a big margin.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, great to see that we've got so many Knights players representing in the World Cup, which is amazing.
Exactly.
But yeah, huge margins. It's like, does no one else in the World Cup know how to play rugby league?
Are they even trying?
Yeah.
Like,
come on. Pull your socks up.
That is big. Yeah. Well, all fantastic and all interesting. Thanks for that, Jess. You're waking up with the Novos. Up next, though, Tyler, this is a bit of an issue.
Oh, no.
One of the favourite candy bars. I can't find it anywhere. It's disappeared.
Is it your go-to?
It's in my top five.
It's up there.
I'm not going to muck around with this.
Oh, sugar.
Megan
Crevo. The Novos. So yesterday, Tyler, I had to head over to Bunnings at Katara to get some new lighting for the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Because part of it's just a little bit dark and I'm trying to, like, really spotlight the rugs and stuff. So anyway, I head over that way. And do you know on Lambton Road, there's the Ampol Servo just before the roundabout where you go over to the Katara complex?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, so I'm heading over. I was like, oh, I need a snack before I tackle looking at LED lighting.
Of course you do.
Not an area I'm that familiar with, and I just need to master it in about 20 minutes and get out of there. So I pull in there and I'll go, I'll grab one of those. I want to be a tiny bit healthy, but I understand that they're all just sugar.
Yeah.
So I'll grab the sesame bar.
Oh, I used to be impartial to those when I was at school as well.
The Europe sesame bar, right?
Yep.
It's the orange, it's got the orange stripe and then the yellow, like, sun coming out of it.
And then it's just like sesame seeds and caramel, isn't it?
Pretty much.
So good.
Just as bad as chocolate. I know that. Don't come at me.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's all seeds and it's a bit better.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Anyway. And start scanning your shelves, going up and down. No, Mars tweaks, etc. Where is this? It's bloody gone.
So did you investigate?
Yeah, of course I did. Anyway, I looked it up. Apparently, they're getting rid of it.
Why?
And they're saying, get ready for this. People are worried that summer roll is next on the chopping block.
I was going to say, is the sesame bar a brother or a sister to the summer roll?
It is.
Oh, no.
So,
My God, that nougat. It's so good.
Tell me about it. That's one of my favourites.
So
I only
chewy.
Discovered the summer roll probably about 5 years ago as well.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't. It was just like in my periphery at all times.
Can I say, so it was a thing when I was at school that people would sell chocolates for fundraisers. You know how you always see some kid walking around at school like holding a big box of chocolates and they all sell them individually?
Sure.
They'd have like the caramello koalas, the crunchies, the Mars bars, the twirls, like all the good stuff. But they'd also have the summer rolls in there and sometimes the sesame bars too. They were always the last to go. But it was the best because that was my favourite. People didn't understand texture and sweetness and chewiness all in one.
If they don't like a summer roll, they don't get it at all.
Not at all.
They don't understand the situation. But anyway, apparently I've looked into this thing that it's on the chopping block. Now, I've searched for it. The only place I can see it for sale is like Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, because they're just getting rid of their last bits and pieces
I'm
of
guessing.
Stock.
And I don't know if I love it enough to go in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is a tragedy,
first
really.
First Macca Sprite and Lift as well. It's a bloody sesame roll, sesame bar.
It's like there's a junk food graveyard and they're just shoveling off
all the best ones,
all the good ones into there, and I don't understand it, and I don't think they do either.
I will rage if the summer roll is next.
Well, so will I, because that's actual, like, sesame bar, I'll live without and I'll move on with my life.
I will take to the streets if they take the summer roll.
The
off.
Summer roll, though, that's a proper classic.
I'll rage.
Yeah, good. As you should.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Creelo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Now, Creelo, I know we've already made mention of these bloody lions on the loose, but there is so much to unpack.
This is interesting because this is something I didn't realise, and we'll just give a little tidbit away here, that people are sleeping right near it.
Less than 100 metres away. And, I mean, when you think about, you know, sleeping next to lions, it's like, oh, yeah, you're in a safe, you're completely, like, barricaded from them.
Yeah, you can't reach out and touch them.
Oh, but you can.
This is what's so extraordinary. There's more juice to this story.
There's so much to it. I'm going to tell you all about it next.
Megan Creelo.
The Novos.
Now, when we heard on the news yesterday that lions had escaped at Taronga Zoo, it's like, oh, whoops, not good.
Yeah, not ideal.
But then I found out later in the afternoon that, you know how Taronga Zoo has that roar and snore?
This is basically where you pretend you're at a safari in Africa
by sleeping
in a tent
next to the lions.
Near some African animals.
It's not near them, Creelo. There is no fence blocking you. There's nothing protecting you from the lions if you were to walk out of this safari tent.
Really? I thought there was like a little fence or a moat or something.
Nah. Oh, there might be a moat.
Yeah,
but
I think
from what
a
I'm
moat.
Looking at, there is no fence.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to look.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
But there's a
surely
way.
Surely there's protection, yeah, right?
The lions can't actually go in your tent.
So there was a mum and dad and their two kids sleeping in their tent 100 metres away from these bloody escaped lions. And then they got woken up by an alarm at 6:40 a.m. Mm. And the zookeepers just ran to their tent and they were like, run.
What would you do?
Forget about your belongings, run for your life.
If that happened to you, Tyler,
I would literally shit my pants. I don't think I would. There would be nothing would be computing in my mind that it would fail. My whole body would fail.
Would you, like, is a roar and snore type thing something you'd be into generally?
If I was genuinely protected from the lions,
there's always,
yes. There's
a way, like, there's normally, like I said, a moat or something. They can't actually go in.
I feel like I'd need, like, double glazed glass or something.
Which doesn't happen in a tent.
No.
It's canvas.
Nah. So I'd have to really, like, be confident that whatever is in between me and those lions is going to save my life.
Do you reckon this has dipped your confidence just a little bit?
A little bit.
How frightening, though, to be told to run, the lions are out.
That's
something out of April Fool's.
This is literally what the zookeepers have said to them. This family have said they came running into the tent area saying, this is a code one, get out of your tent and run. Come now and leave your belongings.
Oh.
And then they said they had to run about 50 to 70 metres to get to a building where the door was locked. And they did a head count and they were like, yeah, everyone's here, everyone's safe. And at this point, the family didn't know what was going on. And then they could hear Ben Fordham's 2GB in the background being like, oh, there's reports of 5 lions on the loose at Taronga Zoo. So they're finding out via the radio.
Well, you know what, though? In their training for the zookeeper people, what they probably had was like, do not alarm the guests with the information of what's happened. Just get them to safety.
Don't panic them, yes.
Yeah, because that'd be part of it.
Do you know what they said? After all that chaos, they said they got two kids. Kids loved it. It was a thrill.
You know what? If I was a kid at the zoo, and I, because that, you know, if you just go back to school the next day, what did you do? Oh, I slept at the zoo. Everyone's done that. The day the escaped lions were there.
What'd you do? Really get eaten by a lion?
You've got
way
stories
better.
For the rest of school.
Way better. Like, how do you think they got the lions back into the enclosure?
Oh, just a stake on a string.
I reckon all they had to do was say, bro, you're never going to afford a house here. Get back in the enclosure.
You've got the best real estate in Sydney already with harbour views. I don't think you can
get back in there. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in a townhouse living with five other people.
Starting a career at your age, mate? I don't think so.
Good luck to you.
Getting a mortgage. Exactly. We move over to the US for this next story because there's this coffee shop called the Bikini Barista Coffee Shop.
Oh.
This feels like an Only in America type situation. Anyway, they've had a big court battle because a lot of people are upset that they're serving coffees in bikinis.
I'm sure there's another coffee shop up the road that you don't have to go to if you're offended.
Well, that's the thing. And we're getting into the court battle and what's gone down up next.
Megan
Crevo. So I didn't even realise that this was a thing, but apparently it's quite common over there. Bikini coffee shops or bikini coffee stands, as they call them.
So the staff are basically just wearing their bra and undies.
Essentially, yes, and serving coffees. But there's also wearing things like, and according to this article, harnesses.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure what's going on there. And other things as well, like bits and pieces that are related to all of that.
Interesting.
So that you can get your almond milk latte served to you from someone who's just been to the beach.
Yeah, and also I was going to say, also get your S&M fix a little bit as well while you're there.
Whatever that is. Anyway,
is that a type of milk?
I think so. I think it's almond, oat and S&M. Something like that. There's milk in there somewhere.
Sounds
milk
familiar. Or cream.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so they've had this big thing because basically what happened was a local ordinance has ruled that they cannot wear the bikinis while serving the coffee.
Says who?
Well, that's the thing. So they fought back against it, against the ruling, and they've won.
They won.
It's unconstitutional to block us wearing bikinis while we serve coffee.
You can't tell us what to do.
It's a bit of that sort of situation.
But also, too, if you're offended by someone wearing a bikini when they're at work at a coffee shop, I'm sure if you just walked another 100 metres up the block, there'd be another coffee shop there with someone wearing, I don't know, T-shirt and shorts.
Then that's so true.
If it doesn't bother you, just move on with life. Shut up.
And this is the thing. So customers of Hillbilly Espresso.
Is that the name of it?
Sure is. Also expressed their delight that the court ruling has said that the bikinis can stay.
So they should.
One man, Alexander Hubbard, told Fox 13 News in Seattle, the city ordinance is unacceptable and unconstitutional.
You let those women serve me my coffee and whatever they want to wear, whether it be BDSM, S&M, or harnesses.
Etc.
Let them do their thing.
Exactly. I'm sure his main concern was about the constitutionality of the law. That was his main concern. Sure, Alexander. Now, the U.S. federal court has ruled that it is, in fact, it's the constitutional right for staff to sell coffee while wearing skimpy dress.
Yes, it is.
Which is hilarious. One barista who uses the name Emma Dilemma, not sure if that's her real name.
Love that.
While at work, says she feels safer thanks to the ruling.
So she should.
Here's the thing, right? If people, I bet a lot of the women that do this have other lives. They're mums, they're going to uni, they're doing whatever.
They're just trying to make a buck.
They're just trying to make a dollar in a country which is supposed to encourage the freedom of the economy, right? And if they can't do that, what is America coming to?
I agree.
If women or whoever can't wear bikinis while serving coffee.
Rude.
Perfect way to put it. And thank God that the law is on your side too, Tyler. That's what I'll say.
Thank God.
Who knew it was such a big thing in America? The old bikini coffee. I'll just have a regular things.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as New FM.
And good morning to producer Stephen as he joins the show. Hello.
Hello, guys. How's things this morning?
Great. Very well. Bloody cold.
Isn't it what?
I was freezing and I was worried I was going to be late to work this morning. It was all happening. I got stuck behind the longest train I've ever seen at Adamstown Station.
Oh, you got stuck at the tracks.
Oh, it took me so long. But look, we're here. The sun is shining.
Just.
The weather's been nicer. And I can reveal to you guys exclusively that I did not miss a turn.
Fantastic.
Third time is the charm. We've done it. I feel like now I officially am part of the team.
Proud of you.
That's fantastic. Well done, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
Small wins in life.
That's it. That's it. Makes or breaks your day, but I'm feeling good.
Good. Good I'm glad stuff. We're all on the same page now.
5 and 10 up next, of course. This is your chance to win a $50 fuel card, free petrol.
Why
yes,
not?
Please. Now, it's very easy. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you.
So simple.
Here's the number. This is probably the harder bit. 4967-4105.
If you nail that, you're going to nail 5 in 10.
Definitely. 4967-4105. If you want to play 5 in 10 and win some free petrol.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
All right, this is very easy. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and topic we give you. If you can do that, you win free petrol, $50 worth right now. Very simple,
and
right?
And I've got to say, if you've nailed our new number, you're definitely in with a chance to nail 5 in 10 this morning.
Oh, am I right? I'll say the number again because people, you want to save this in your phone, 4967-4105.
And put aside some extra time in your morning to
memorise it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Should we spin this category wheel,
we absolutely should. That was a good spin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Ooh. It's landed on music.
I love that. We're a music station after all.
Of course.
I mean, geez.
So, I mean, if people are listening to us, they know their music, right?
Oh, definitely. Experts, if you will.
Should we go to the phones?
Let's meet our first contestant.
We've got Jane in Mount Hutton. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tyler.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Do you love music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We're off to a good start, Jane. And you know what? Also, too, you nailed the number. So, well done.
Thank you.
You're a winner in my eyes.
Yeah, me too. all right, let's get your topic. Your topic is one-hit wonders.
Come on.
Come on, Eileen.
Yep.
Okay, one.
Oh, Jane. It's hard.
It is so hard.
Oh, well.
But there are so many. You could have had the Macarena. You could have had Mambo Number 5, Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping. Oh. Did you know that was a one-hit wonder? Semisonic's Closing Time. All of the above. Yeah, that's all. There's more, but I don't know anymore.
Better luck next time, Jane.
Sorry, Jane.
You had a red hot crack, didn't you?
That's all we can ask.
Mm-hmm. Let's meet Donna in Raymond Terrace. How is God's country this morning?
Very good, but I'm on my way to Newcastle, and good morning all. I gave you a wave as I drove past.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. I saw someone waving through the windows there. I thought, is that Donna?
Really broke their bloody arm.
crack up.
All right.
Donna loved the waving gear.
Yeah. So, Donna, you know how 5 in 10 works, right? And the topic is music. We need you to give us 5 musical instruments with strings.
A violin, a cello, a guitar, a bass guitar, and a harp.
Oh, she's done it.
Well done. Easy as that. $50 worth of...
Thank you, Crevo.
Oh, you're very welcome, Donna.
I'm here too. You can thank me too, Donna.
Okay. Is it Jess?
No, it's Tyler.
No, it's definitely not. It's Tyler.
At the moment.
Oh, that's all right. It's still early in the morning, but you're very welcome. $50 worth of free fuel is all yours, my love. Hey, Crevo, up next.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you just hang tight there. I love Donna.
She's just a ball of energy. I know, in the morning.
Waving at people, thinking you're Jess from the newsroom.
That's all right. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
So White Lotus Season 2 has finally made its way to our screens, and Theo James, one of the actors out of this series,
yeah,
he's got his wang out on the telly.
It was planned, right?
Yeah, it was planned. Okay. Oh, yes, it was part of the show.
All right, excellent.
But I'm not sure if it's a real part of his body. I'm going to show you, and I want to get your take on what you think. And it's huge.
So are we doing, like, is this prosthetic or is this real?
Yep.
Okay, a little quiz, internal quiz, if you will.
Giant wang quiz up next.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now we're playing a little game of compare the wang.
Great. Excellent. Who is it and what's going on?
So White Lotus Season 2 premiered on HBO, which it's got a huge following, a huge fan base, right? So it was hugely anticipated.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I've heard about it.
So funny. So funny. And so episode one was released a couple of days ago. And Theo James, he plays rich, rude guy. I think his name's Cam in the series. And he has to go up to someone else's room and change because he needs to borrow a pair of shorts, whatever. And you see his bare bum in the reflection of the mirror. But then also, too, you see big old wang hanging between his legs.
Between his legs. So that is big.
Let me show you a photo. So I couldn't get an actual video of the episode, but it's him, like, with his leg up, like, changing, getting changed, right? And so the leg is up.
So just for context, right, he has a very thick, like, heavy gym workout leg. So not only is the penis is hanging not just past, like, it's past a very wide leg as well.
Yeah.
Which makes you think that thing is enormous. And it's on the flop as well.
Yeah, but also, too, it looks like it's in the wrong spot.
It's quite far forward, but at the same time, I reckon that's within the range of possibility.
So naturally, it's sending the internet into a spiral because people are like, is it real or is it a prosthetic? What do you think? I think
it's real.
Is too polished to be fake. I mean, to be real.
Yeah. What do you mean too polished?
Like, it's just too nice.
Shiny.
And too shiny. It is shiny. And it's had the snip.
I don't think you understand shiny. Right? Because that isn't shiny. That is a matte finish, like a normal penis.
Anyway, the internet's going mad because they're like, nah, can't be real. But also, too, remember when Adam Demos in that Sex Life series got his wang out?
Yeah.
Look at the size of that.
Now, that is even bigger. That's like a baby's arm holding a banana on the end of it.
It's massive. And you can't tell me that that's real. And if it's real, he's poor girlfriends.
Well, I see, now that one I was suspicious of, but I think you're showing me the Sex Life one now, photos of that. I think definitely a fake, but that one there you're showing me in this White Lotus, I think that's real. You know what makes me think it's not a prosthetic?
What's that?
Is the thickness is, it's not overly overdone.
I wish I had the video to show you. So in the scene, right, he's getting his leg up to pull into the shorts. The wang is, like, wiggling around too much. Like, I really don't think that when you're getting changed, like, that it's going to flop around heaps in your face. This was wiggly. And it makes me think it's not attached properly. And it's wiggling in wrong directions.
Right.
Like, gravity and science doesn't work that way.
So you're saying it has, like, a rubbery consistency rather than a fleshy consistency.
Exactly.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if it comes out, if you will, as to whether it's real or not.
If anyone is watching White Lotus and would like to give us their hot take, please get in touch, thenovos_ on Instagram, because I need everyone's thoughts on this.
We'll come to a consensus.
Yeah.
That's the only way to figure this out.
Of course it is.
He'll never tell.
Nah.
Egg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
So the discussion has begun again around who is going to replace the Queen on our money, basically.
Oh, on the fiver? On the notes. Right,
yeah. Because the coins will be the king, right? That'll happen.
I think they've already started that, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. But the notes, the Mint has said it is not a certainty that it will be the king.
Because he's got a big honker?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know about, like, you mean it wouldn't fit?
Big schnoz wouldn't fit.
I think it can fit. I think they can do a design.
Just.
Like, they'll just move, you know, that clear section that you can see through, like a window? They can just move that to the left. Yeah. It'll be fine. Right? But that opens the discussion as to who can go on the $5 note.
Oh, who do you reckon it's going to be?
Well, that's the question. And a lot of people got a lot of great ideas. And this is your chance to contribute. 4967-4105, who should go on the $5 note?
Oh.
If you've got a great idea, this is a chance to get involved and have your piece of democracy, if you will. And speaking of, I've got my suggestion, Charles Dozer. He is, of course, Mr. Democracy Manifest. Now, you're thinking, who the heck is that on a Thursday morning? Let me remind you of this piece of gold.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
It is never not good.
One of the great moments in our history as he is dragged out of a Chinese restaurant.
It's so
on
funny.
Unrelated charges. He just happens to be at a Chinese restaurant
and
when it happens.
Enjoying a succulent Chinese meal.
Exactly. That's my suggestion. I'd love to see him on there because, firstly, to me, it ticks a lot of boxes. The first one being with money, like people on money, I want people to go, who is that? And look it up.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's the perfect test.
And he's funny, right?
Yeah.
For me, I would love to see Kathleen Darlene Day Knight on our $5 note from the iconic sitcom Kathy Kim, of course. And if you don't know who that is, you're not my friend.
I like that it's also a woman.
The iconic perm.
Yeah.
The perm. And even too, she might even have a little bunger in hand. Because that's how you picture Kathy. Day
of course
night,
you do. Out the back with a secret cigarette that no one else can know about.
A true Aussie icon, even holding a little glass of Cardinay as well.
In the other hand.
Yeah.
Bunger and a Cardinay.
Yeah, because why not? That just true blue Aussie at its finest.
We've kicked off the discussion. It's your turn to finish this chat off, if you will. 4967 4105, who should be on the fiver?
Megan
Trevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Yeah, the Queen, obviously, they'll be getting rid of her face at some point, it seems. And it's not just a straight transition to the King. The $5 note's chosen a bit differently. Bunch of people at the Mint, they get to pick who goes on there, essentially.
To be a fly on the wall at one of those meetings.
Oh, geez. Do we have to put the King on there? I don't think so.
His schnoz is too big.
Rule 19.6 on page 58 of chapter 12 says we don't have to. I don't know why they're British, in my mind.
No.
So it's got nothing to do with it. They're probably a bunch of Aussies, you would think.
So we thought on 4967 4105, who do you want to see on the fiver, if not the King? We've got Hayley and Curry Curry. Hi, Hayley. Hayley, have we got you there?
Oh,
we do not have Hayley.
I think Hayley might be sort of put us on hold or something. We'll come back to Hayley.
Let's try Millie in Raymond Terrace.
I'm here.
Hi, Millie. How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Is this Hayley?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, we've got Hayley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do you want to see on the fiver?
You had me worried there.
Sorry, sis.
No, I just, first of all, just want to say that your new number is really familiar to me because when I grew up at Waratah West, my home number was 674035.
Oh, there you go. So close.
I know.
There you go. It is a new number, brand new, but you've got it. So that's the main thing.
I have got it.
You've nailed it.
Yes, easy to remember for me. Yes, I have. And I have two suggestions for the $5 bill, if that's okay.
Of course, hit us.
An Aussie icon, Steve Irwin, would be fabulous.
Absolutely.
Obviously, because he's an absolute legend. But the other one I think is an inspiration to us all is Amelia Earhart.
Oh, this is the, what do you call it? The pilot.
Yes, correct.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
no
fantastic.
Idea who that is. Bit of love Googling.
Oh, Tyler, are you serious?
Yep.
She's
oh my gosh.
An amazing pilot, woman pilot, who broke all these records and broke all this ground in terms of piloting. Incredible human being.
She's cool.
Great
suggestion.
Yeah, I
could get around her on the fiver.
And she disappeared in the...
That's right.
What was it?
Oh, on the rocket ship.
No.
So disappearing like on one of her flights, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, she disappeared in like...
Never to be seen again.
There you go.
Yes, but she was an inspiration to all women in history and I just think that she should be celebrated.
Great idea. I like that.
Awesome. A pioneer and also an innovator, if you will.
Let's try Millie now from Raymond Terrace. Hi, Millie. Never mind. We'll try Glenn. Glenn is in Fletcher this morning. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, how are you going?
Very well. Now, who would you like to see on the fiver this morning?
I'd see why we've got to replace the Queen. She's been in service for 75 years. She's going to watch everything.
Glenn, I hear what you're saying through bits and pieces because you don't have a great phone line, but that's not a bad thought to keep the Queen on there.
You know what? I disagree. She's been on there for so long. Give someone else a go. Like you said, you would like to see your old mate with the succulent Chinese meal. Hayley would like to see Steve Irwin. I would love to see Kath Day Knight. I think everyone else should get a shot. The Queen has been on there long enough.
It's time to go, says Tyler.
I agree.
Well, there we go. A few good suggestions, some serious, some less, like mine.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's just part of the fun.
Maybe we should put it to the Mint and see what they come back with.
Let's do it. We'll do it straight after the show.
I'll call them.
Excellent.
What's the Goss is up next with producer Stephen. What have you got for us next?
Got some news on Lewis Capaldi, supposedly coming to Australia a couple weeks' time. I've got a bit of a sad update on that.
Oh, no.
See, here I was thinking he was just going to do the comedy store, but apparently he'll do music shows, which is fun.
Oh, maybe. Who All knows? Don't break my heart, but we'll find out
next. In What's the Goss in just a few minutes.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
Now, Stephen, you're about to break our hearts with some sad Lewis Capaldi news. Is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Lewis Capaldi was meant to be in the country later this month as part of a promotional tour. He was also set to host the Arias with Australia's sweetheart Nelly Imbruglia, which he himself said was going to be live and dangerous TV. A statement has come out saying, due to unforeseen circumstances, Lewis will no longer be in Australia for his planned promotional trip. He will be back for his tour in July 2023, though. So I guess a six-month hiatus.
You know what? I am sick of all these artists just pulling the pin left, right and centre. Since when did COVID make it okay just to cancel a gig? I mean, I understand when COVID was a thing.
Yeah.
But now they're all like, oh, due to unforeseen circumstances, I can't do it. Grow up,
sounds
do
like
your job, show
sounds
up.
Like got a better offer.
That's yeah, sounds right. like it, and probably, I'm offended.
Probably like somewhere, you know, what did Beckham do just recently? Dubai?
Rude.
They went over there, they paid him, it was so much money to make Beckham do a 15-minute ad holding coffees in different locations.
So now who's going to host the Arias?
They haven't announced yet.
Natalie could do it herself.
Yeah, well, they need another performer as well because Lewis was set to perform. So a new performer and presenter will be announced coming soon. So I'll keep you up to date as soon as I know.
Excellent.
Well, Tyler not happy, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better one.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. New FM.
Now, Crevo, I mentioned to you on the show maybe last week that I made some new friends via a Newcastle Ladies social Facebook group. We started hanging out.
And things went awry, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened
there? Started
there?
Hanging out without me. Now, I was the conduit. I was the person that brought them together.
Yeah.
They're all over each other's Instagram stories hanging out without me.
Question. How does it make you feel?
To be fair, sometimes can't be bothered, meh. But also too, I'm your friend. We're in a group chat. How hard is it to go, oh, hey, we're going for coffee. Want to come?
Do you want to join?
Yeah.
Tyler.
Instead.
Just stuck by herself.
Yeah.
And it was her idea. She introduced these two people.
Instead, they're just putting all over their Instagram stories that they're hanging out without me.
Rude.
And I follow them, so I see it. I know where they are. Should I go and crash it?
This is good.
Should I show up to coffee next time and be like, oh, hi, girls?
I think you should. You should do it. 100%.
I don't know if I'm brave enough for that, but I'll give it a go.
This is the area we move into. Should Tyler crash the friend date?
Yeah, join the show. 4967-4105. Should I crash my next coffee date that I'm intentionally not invited to?
Because they keep putting it straight on Insta, so you know they're there right then and there.
Yep.
So you could just zip over to your local shop, and there they are.
There they
hey
are.
Hey, girls.
Also, too, if you can't join the show, but you want to jump on your Instagram, we do have a poll on our Instagram page, thenovos_. Should I crash the date?
It's just an easy vote this morning.
Yes or no?
Okay, I'm saying yes, you're unsure at this point.
I'm a bit scared.
4967-4105, should Tyler crash the friend date that she's not invited to as you wake up with the Novos?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, Crevo, slight dilemma. I've let you know that I've made some new friends here in Newcastle.
Yep.
They've started hanging out without me. I was the bringing of the two. I brought them together.
They've never met each other.
No.
And then you introduced them to each other and then they've splintered off.
without me.
Created their own band,
yep.
if you will,
yep.
and you're not invited anymore.
But I've seen on their Instagram that they're hanging out together and they're out having coffee and they're out at the shops. They're all over each other's Instagram.
And you're not invited. And you've got like a tip-off of where they might be next.
Yep.
And you're thinking about crashing it.
I think I should crash it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you should, just because I want to see the chaos unfold.
I'm so scared, though. I'm genuinely terrified to do it.
Turning up uninvited. What do you think will happen if you do that?
I think they're too nice. They'll just let it slide.
And then you're in. So who cares, right?
But also too, like, are they going to say, what the hell are you doing here?
Or will they then block you? Because how have you figured out where you are? It's because you've been stalking them.
There is the hide feature on Instagram stories. You can hide things from your followers.
And that's what will happen to you, I reckon. Oh, geez, those two aren't hanging out anymore. Yes, they are. You're just hidden.
It's in secret.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones first, shall we?
We've got Robbie in Charlestown this morning. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, my loves. How are we?
Very well. Do you think I should crash the friend date?
Yes, and you know what also you should do?
What's that?
Be there with another friend of someone else and go, hi, I just met a new friend and how about we all sit together?
Oh, so you reckon create a bit of jealousy is a good idea. Yeah. You're a cheeky little troublemaker this morning, Robbie.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, that way it'll give you the confidence to be able to go because you've got someone with you.
True. This is very true, and I've got someone on my side if things go south as well, you know?
That's right, and I'll be the one to go with you if you need.
Yeah, Rob, I was going to say, do you want to come?
I'd love to come with you, darling.
They generally go to Tallulah Cafe in the Junction, so you and I should meet up there one afternoon, see if they're going to be there, or I'll just let you know next time I see it on their Instagram story.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out from Robbie's perspective. You'll be off there with Robbie, the two of you at Tallulah.
Yeah, staunching the other girls.
Right, we'll sit here near the window so they have to see us when they come in.
Eyeball them.
This feels a little high schoolish, if I'm honest.
It does, doesn't it? We've also put it to our Instagram story, the poll. 60% of people are saying I should.
Oh, that's good enough.
Obviously, 40% of them are saying that I shouldn't, but one of those votes was me. I went on and voted because I'm too scared.
So you're thinking, you're talking a big game, but in reality, you're too scared to do this.
Nah, I got this. I'm going to do it.
You go with Robbie. You'll be fine.
Yeah. She's got my back.
Now, up next, you've been talking about this thing where when you do extra steps on your... Is it a smartwatch or is it on your phone?
Yeah, either or.
Yeah, you can actually get... points towards Qantas, like Qantas points for flying places.
If I get enough steps up, I earn thousands of Qantas points a day.
This is extraordinary, and I've thought of a way that you can hack the system. In fact, I've got a couple of tips. You'll be off to America first class by the end of the year, with the way I'm setting this thing up.
Let's do it.
Megan Crevo.
So you brought this to my attention behind the scenes yesterday, Tyler. It's possible to get free Qantas points by doing extra steps.
Yes.
Is that right?
It's called Qantas Wellbeing. And it literally counts your steps. And then if you can set yourself daily goals, right? So if you get 10,000 steps a day, you get an extra 100 points. And then if you set yourself a goal for the week, if you get 100,000 steps in a week, you get an extra 500 points or something.
Really?
You're getting ridiculous amounts of points.
Now, this is awesome. And I, of course, my entrepreneurial brain starts ticking over. How can we get a lot of points? Because it takes a lot of points to get, like, a free flight, doesn't it?
You know how with, like, an old pedometer where you used to be able to shake it
and
count your steps for you. You're just pretty much doing the same thing, right?
Well, no, I've come up with ways to mechanise this, right?
Oh, okay.
So my first one, because using the shaking thing, was to go for, like, to Bunnings. They got the paint shakers.
Oh, yep.
And just stick it on that all day. Or get, like, buy a paint shaker for yourself. But when I looked them up, they were like $8,000 to $10,000. So I thought, you know what? That's probably not an effective use of things.
No.
So that's not ideal. The next idea I've come up with, because we need the shaking action, but we don't want to spend $8,000 to $10,000, was what you do is you get down in your laundry and, you know, the washing machine?
Yeah.
Screw one of the legs down so it's unbalanced, right?
Yeah.
And then put a couple of loads on the eco mode, because they're like 3 hours, And then it'll just be like rocking backwards and forwards.
Just leave my phone on top of that.
Leave your phone on top of that bit of masking tape. You'll have to get a new screen after because it'll ruin it. But it'll be worth it because you'll get so many points because that thing just rocking backwards and forwards. Bang, bang, bang. Step, 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 step.
I
suddenly,
that would work.
You're flying to the UK on me. My idea.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do it. You know, there are heaps of apps that allow you to do it, though. There's NIB Health. There's heaps of benefits on that.
Yeah.
When I was at uni, I used to, well, however many steps I would accumulate in a day, they'd be like, right, you've achieved this many steps, you get a $5 Woolies voucher, or you get a $5 movie voucher, or you get a $5 Subway voucher. You pick.
So you, what you should be really doing is getting every single step point app running.
Yep.
And then doing the Crevo washing machine hack, and you'll be like rolling in wealth.
And just roll the system.
That's what you should be doing.
I'm doing it.
This is genius. You're welcome.
Thank you
first
so
of
much.
All, to everyone who does this.
I'm not shouting you a trip.
I'm actually just providing economic stimulus to the entire Hunter.
It's going to work.
Oh, well, geez, it's almost like I've done a political speech here. You can vote for me later when I do a thing.
You're welcome.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
If you're waking up this morning, think, oh, it might be time for a new job. Or maybe you're looking for a job at the moment. Great opportunity this Saturday, 12 till 3, out at Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. They've got this recruitment open day. So you can just get in there. They'll talk to you about, there's heaps of jobs going apparently. So if you're thinking, you know, it might be time for a career move or you're liking the look of hospitality, what a great place to work.
I've heard of worse places to work.
Oof, a
what
lot.
A beautiful spot.
Yeah, and a great team out there. So if you're thinking about it, get out and check it out Saturday, 12 till 3.
Now, also too, if you want to quit your job and go on holiday, we can also accommodate for that too. Because right now, New FM is giving you and a friend the chance to win an incredible escape to experience Club Med in Bali. We're throwing in flights, 5 nights, accommodation as well, bougie food, a bougie holiday.
And all in all.
If you want to go in the draw to win said holiday, you can do that.
Yeah.
The cuter call is coming up, not now, very soon.
Yeah, not now. Calm yourself to a panic.
Not
4967-4105.
As soon as you hear that cuter call, join the show. We'll chuck you in the draw. We'll do it next.
Premium all-inclusive holidays from $1,495 per person. Book with Newcastle's only Club Med boutique at Hello World Newcastle. 450 Hunter Street.
New FM's Bali boarding call.
Sure is. Let's get into this, Tyler, shall we?
We shall, because we want to give you and a friend the chance to go along to Bali for 5 nights, flights and accommodation all included. And all you got to do is listen out for the cue to call. A whole stack of people have done that. And Melissa in Shoreland has just done that as well. Hi, Melissa.
Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Now, would you like us to throw you in the draw for this Bali holiday, Mel?
Yes, please, because I've never been, and I am 30 years old, and I've never been.
Oh, how dare you be 30 and not been to Bali?
I know. What is wrong with
rude.
Me? Rude. What the audacity.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, well, look, do you own a pair of thongs?
It depends on which one you're talking about, Mike. Oh.
I see what you did there, and I absolutely loved it. I'm not going to lie. Well, you can take both of them, really, because that's the sort of place Bali is.
Yes, perfect.
You'll fit right in, sis, with both sets of thongs.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. For all premium, all-inclusive ski and sun holidays, visit Club Med Experts at Hello World Travel, 450 Hunter Street in Newcastle. Another lucky caller in the draw, Crevo. We'd love to see it.
I know, we absolutely do. Now, of course, Meg's still on her big Vegas adventure, but we've just seen an update. She's, in fact, started her journey home.
She has.
Because of the time difference and stuff, I think she gets home on the weekend, and it's a big, long flight. But something interesting that we spotted over the weekend was her getting on the Instagram, right? And I think she might have been a little bit intoxicated.
Oh, she's had a few lemonades and started DMing some people on the gram.
Yeah, but instead of using her own, she accidentally used the Novo's Instagram.
Oh, Meg.
Oh, Meg. Oh, well. We'll, of course, read the messages out next.
Of course we will.
Megan
Trevo.
Bonobos. Meg's still, of course, on her big Vegas adventure. And being Vegas, being New York, of course you're going to hit the pubs, right?
You're drunk at all times, really, aren't you?
I don't know about at all times.
In Vegas.
You're having a great time.
Yeah.
And as Meg should. Is what I say
to
that.
She deserves it.
She deserves it. She's worked hard, and I think what's happened is she's gone to reply to some of her own DMs on Instagram and actually accidentally opened up the Novo's account instead.
I think that's what she's done.
Now, we can see the DMs because
we're part of the Novo's.
Yeah, we're also admins on the Novo's account. So we'll start with this first one, and we'll just try and decipher what's going on.
What she's saying.
Exactly. So we did a while ago this topic about whether you're a de-stringer of bananas and mandarins, whether you peel all the little white bits off.
Because we all know that psychopaths don't.
Well, I don't, and you do, and you think it's normal. Anyway, separate debate. Somebody messaged at that time, weeks ago, saying, peel the banana from the bottom and de-string it. That's very important. This is a scarlet. Just get involved in the conversation, you know? Now, Meg has replied to this weeks later, whilst on her Vegas adventure, saying, well, I tried that and nothing, so yeah. Now, I don't know, is that Meg thinking about de-stringing a banana? Is she replying to someone else?
Or has she tried, she tried out something else and she's just thought, I'm going to tell you, I tried that.
And it wasn't any good.
So yeah.
So yeah, that was message number one. Obviously makes no sense, no context, it's a mystery.
Same deal, someone a few weeks ago we were talking about whether or not you're a cordial drinker. Someone said, yeah, I drink cordial, helps me drink water, la la la. Meg's responded on Saturday night at 8:02 p.m. I bailed. So, yeah, nah. Come to Circus Circus, please. And as we know, Circus Circus is the hotel she was staying at. So she's either trying to find a booty call or just trying to let her Uber Eats driver know where she is.
That's what that was my theory.
Yeah.
She's ordered some food or something. And that was like, they didn't know where she was. And we know that Meg likes, say, fried chicken and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's probably what's happened. 8 o'clock at night, she's been on the drinks, gone back to the hotel.
All day.
God, need some food. I'll order it through Uber Eats. Clicked on Instagram instead.
I'll just DM old mate Danny, who listens to the show back home, and tell me, bring it to Circus Circus,
please. Bring me some chips and gravy. I'm in need. Anyway, Meg, she's at the tail end of her journey now, back to Australia in the next day or two. I'm not sure how the whole time difference works.
Back on the show next week.
And we can't wait. It's going to be great.
She'll be able to come back and defend herself and let us know what she was doing.
What all the messages mean, exactly.
Local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen,
yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Now, Crevo, I was chatting to my mum on the phone the other day, and I don't know how it came up in conversation, but we were talking about Andre the Seal. Do you remember that movie?
Well, yeah, this is... I vaguely remember the cover photo for it. Is a seal, is it with sunglasses?
Yep, cool hat.
And there's a...
Oh, he's the coolest seal in town.
Bucket hat, I think.
The best.
And then there's a kid.
Yeah.
Involved somehow.
And they're best friends.
Never watched the movie, though.
The best movie. I don't think I've seen it in about 20 years, but it's still the best movie I've ever seen. Anyway, we were talking about that, and she said the amount of times we used to have to put that on, and if we didn't put it on quick enough, you'd sit under the table and cry. So it was constantly just on the telly. Always.
What made you love the movie so much,
Couldn't tell you. Probably the seal. I don't know. But it was just the best, and I used to cry at the end of it, when it was over. So Mum's like, bloody hell, we'll put it back on again.
Just rewind it back to the start. VHS it would have been, I'm guessing.
Yep, so you got to go through the whole rewind process.
All the way back.
All day, every day.
What a punish for your parents.
Well, I think they liked it. Probably not on repeat, maybe every now and then, but I mean, I was the boss of the house, and it was on repeat.
Jeez.
So we thought 4967-4105, join the show and let us know, what do the kids make you rewatch over and over and over again? Because I'm sure Bluey is a big one.
Oh my God, at the moment as well, because everything's on streaming. There's no, you can just you don't have to rewind it, first of all. You don't have to re-rent it from Video Easy.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing.
You just play it.
It's on tap.
It's any time you want. And the kids are in charge of their own devices a lot of the times.
And the TVs too, they know how to work in these days as well, don't they?
4967-4105. What did the kids make you rewatch? And maybe it's driving you mad. This is your chance to vent.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, we are asking you to join the show on 4967-4105. What do the kids make you rewatch? Because my mum told me that we used to make her rewatch Andre the Seal. All the time. And if it wasn't on repeat, I'd cry.
So you were obsessed with this?
Obsessed. To the point where the bloke at Video Easy said, you know what? No one else can hire it. Just bloody have it.
Because you guys just kept doing a rehire.
Yeah, it was a weekly hire. Mum would go back every Sunday, return it, rehire it, to the point where the bloke was like, forget about it. Just have it.
Just keep it. It's yours now.
You've paid for the VCR 10 times over in your hiring fees.
it's all yours. You guys deserve it.
No one else can hire it anyway. Just get out of here.
I went to my mate's place a good couple of months ago, and his little kid is into Moana.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a bit of fun, Moana. He goes, if we have to watch Moana one more time, I'm going to lose it. This is actually the last time. I think I'm going to pretend it's broken, even though it's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. You can't even snap a disc or a VCR anymore.
Sorry. It must have got run over by the vacuum cleaner.
Moana's having a little nap.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones. Once again, 4967-4105.
We've got Katie on the phone this morning. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
What's something that the kids make you rewatch over and over and over?
Well, my daughter was about 18 months old when my sister-in-law babysat her and put on The Grinch, and she come home with The Grinch, and we watched The Grinch 1,000 times to the point where we all could just recite it. It was ridiculous. One day she accidentally snapped the DVD while she was playing with the DVD case.
Oh, no.
And it was sort of like a Christmas miracle because we gave it up cold turkey. But then I was complaining to my mother-in-law and she goes, you think The Grinch is bad? My daughters were watching Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do you think I could tell my friends that my little kids were watching Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's amazing. Also, too, Hawaii. The Grinch is very seasonal. I don't know how I feel about watching The Grinch in April.
It's Easter. What are we doing here?
Yeah, why are we watching a Christmas movie again?
Well, that's kids for you.
I know.
They want what they want. And I think it's to do with they like the predictability.
Mm.
They like to know what's happening, and that's why they're so into the same thing again and again.
And they're sad that it's over. So it's like, well, we may as well just do it all over again.
And to be fair, it gives parents 3 hours off while they put that thing on.
Yeah.
Then parents know what they're doing.
Keep the kids happy at all times.
What's the goss up next with producer Stephen? What have you got coming up for us?
Got the latest on James Corden. He's been all over the shop, pretty turbulent last couple months. I talked a bit about the saga yesterday. Going to hopefully wrap it up this morning.
I bloody hope so.
Another juicy James Corden update up next.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, a time to wrap up this James Corden saga, and I say wrap up in the loosest possible terms because I'm sure we're going to hear more about him. But what's going on, Stephen?
Yeah, I think optimistic thinking. Obviously, it's been quite a roller coaster for James Corden. He's been called a tiny cretin of a man. He's all over the shop at the moment. And yesterday, I brought you guys audio of James basically plagiarizing Ricky Gervais, telling a joke on his show, which Ricky had used in a comedy special ages before, and you guys can attest it was basically word for word.
Literally word for word.
Yeah, that's just plagiarism right there and there.
Straight up.
He didn't even change the example, basically the same joke. Well, he's apologised, kind of. He put a statement on his Twitter which read, I inadvertently told a brilliant Ricky Gervais joke on the show last night, obviously not knowing it came from him. It's brilliant because it's Ricky joke. You can all watch Ricky's specials on Netflix. I don't know how inadvertently you can steal a joke word for word. Ricky Gervais then retweeted his tweet and was like, wow, that was a great grab on your show. And obviously a bit salty. Then deleted it. There's a bit of a feud going on, but I think they've, for the sake of the public eye, kissed and made up for now.
You know what, though? I feel like James Corden would have a lot of writers on his team that are putting a lot of jokes forward to him. And if that was me and I worked for James Corden, because he is a tiny cretin of a man, I would purposely be giving him jokes that other people have written just to cause this kind of scene.
This is the theory, isn't it? Like that it's a stitch-up.
Yeah.
And that he's been stitched up by his own team because he's awful to them, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you reckon it's like an Ellen treatment 2.0? Yeah. Do you reckon it'll come out that he's nasty to all his staff?
Well, if he's nasty to hospitality staff, he's not going to be that much nicer to his own staff, would you say? He's a bit of a knob.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the thing. They all come across so... They know how to come across well on telly, don't they? They know how to present themselves in the best light. You never really know what's going on behind the scenes.
They know how to be on.
Yeah, that's right. Especially when he did the movie Cats, which was terrible.
I feel the same about you guys, but I feel like you guys treat me awfully behind the scenes.
Oh, how dare you!
All nice at night, all nice on air, and then as soon as the mics are off.
Stephen, he's such a lovely bloke.
You're fired.
Thanks, guys.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean, and then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos, local as, new FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Stephen. What's up next? All you wanna do is
ride around Sally. I feel like it's a real, like, mean song, you know? You got to scrunch up your face.
Yes.
You got to, like, bob your head. Got some grit about it. Anyway, the biggest song in the country, in the world as well, coming up.
She's everywhere at the moment, isn't she?
Fingerprints all over the charts. I'll be playing Taylor Swift for you as part of New FM's 105 Minutes commercial free. Also, getting that weekend feeling early.
Yeah, get around it.
I feel like a dance floor classic. It feels like the weekend early. We can get to the end of the week together, you know? As one big family, we can do it.
Also, too, who made the rules about when the weekend starts?
Great question.
Not me.
Not me either.
I'm breaking them anyway.
Definitely. It starts right now. Hey, love it or loathe it, up next with producer Stephen, getting our thoughts on today's daily topics. We're doing it just a few minutes away.
Don't care. New FM. Love it. Loathe it.
Producer Stephen in to get our hot thoughts on today's topics. It can be anything he picks. We just have to pick in 3 seconds. Love it or loathe it with no fence sitting. Let's do this thing. What have you got for us, Stephen?
Lying on a job resume.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I think it comes back to catch you in the end. That's just my thoughts.
I'm going to say love it because who does reference calls these days?
Really? Yep. I think people do.
Do they?
Yeah, I've gotten called as a reference.
Yeah, but even, like, if you're going to lie about your lie about what's on your job resume, you're going to lie about your reference, it's going to be your best friend.
Well, that's true. In fact, I think when I've been the reference, it's...
A friend.
Yeah, exactly. They're great to work with.
You're probably down as their landlord or their general manager.
It's a good point. Have you ever lied on a resume in the past?
Me?
Yeah, like early career days. Because sometimes I think people do just to, like, shoehorn themselves into a job.
Well, the thing was with me, I've always worked in hospitality. So it's like, yeah, I can make a coffee. And then they're like, right, I do it. I'm like, oh, maybe I can't.
So you can't.
Yeah, because you get caught out with, like, physical work, you know?
Yeah, but I guess when it's more of a, you know, have you done a tier 3 client presentation?
Of course I have.
I've done a tier 2.
Where's your certificate?
Similar, right?
Yeah,
pretty close. A lot of those, I think white collar jobs might be more in that line. Why do you bring this up, Stephen?
American actress Mila Kunis obviously rose to fame for a role in That 70s Show. She spoke to Vogue during the week about a little white lie she told to get that job.
There's a rumor going around that I may or may not have lied about my age for That 70s Show. I'd like to make it very clear now. I did lie. Okay, I did. However, by the time I went to what was then like producer's network call, you have to sign a contract before you get the job. And in my contract, I had to put an asterisk and be like, studio teacher. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, P.S. I'm 14.
So they thought she was an adult when she got through all the auditions and stuff like that. Then comes to sign the contract. She reveals to them she's 14, but they loved her so much for the role that she got it anyway. So
also
maybe lying is beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And by that point, They're like, they've written up a contract. She's signed it.
She's basically
Well, you're not doing auditions again, are you?
Too much admin to get all those contracts done again.
And also to get all those people you've said no to who now hate your guts.
How awkward to have to call them back. Oh, sorry. Someone lied about their age. Do you want it? You're our second best. Do you want to come? Oh, absolutely not. Go and get nicked.
Exactly. And they wouldn't have known if that show was going to be any good at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they'd be kicking themselves now, wouldn't they?
Definitely. It became massive. Well, thanks for that. Now, up next, Tyler, bit of an update on your friend situation.
Yeah, I brought to the show earlier that I've got two friends that are hanging out without me, and the worst bit is I introduced them to each other, and now I'm thinking they're always out on coffee dates. Should I go and crash the next one if I know where it is, if they're putting it on their Instagram story?
And you're going to decide it based on the results of the poll up next.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Yeah, now, I mentioned to you earlier in the show that friends have started hanging out without me, and I'm offended because I introduced them to each other.
They've snipped you out of the group like cutting a wart out.
And then had the audacity to post all over their Instagram stories of them hanging out together.
So rude.
So I know where they're having coffee. I know where they're going for a beach walk.
And you're just not doing it.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. So we put this as a little poll on our Instagram story at @thenovos_. Feel free to get involved and vote because Tyler will decide what to do based on these results.
I have to.
Yeah, it's the only way.
It's live or die.
Exactly. Very, very important and crucial things happen on this show all the time.
Of course. It wouldn't be any other way. So should I crash the friend date or not? 58% of voters say yes.
Well, I can't wait to hear the update.
Funny, though, because 42% of people say no, and I feel like they're just big old chickens like me. Don't do it.
There's a lot of people saying no still. It's a fairly tight race, actually.
Don't rock the boat. Don't be that person, is what they're saying.
So, since they've started hanging out together, have you had one single invitation?
No.
Oh, that's rough.
But we have had, so before the first engagement without me, they were out getting their nails done or whatever, and then we all had dinner. And they were like, oh, yeah, like that time that we went for dinner, and then, like that time we went and got our nails done. And then they paused, looked at me, and then just completely changed the topic of conversation.
They knew they'd stuffed up.
They busted themselves.
So they know that this is happening. They feel guilty every time.
Yeah.
And what better way to create a really awkward social situation than crashing that thing? Can't wait to hear what happens when you do it.
Oh, God.
105 commercial free coming up right after us with producer Steven today. What's coming up?
We're having some fun. Less than 15 away.
It's getting hot.
Oh, yes.
Have you guys heard Chance the Rapper do a country version of this?
No.
Do yourself a favour. Set yourself some homework for your Thursday morning. The best thing you'll ever see.
I'm for it.
It's right up there with As Good as Nelly.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Big call. Big if true.
Yeah. Big if true. Also, during the 105 minutes commercial free. Lots of feel-good songs for your Thursday. We're trying to cure those midweek blues, I suppose.
Of course we are.
Some people love that song. They absolutely love it. That'll
be
on.
One of them?
Oh, well, it's a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
You know, people that love it, people that don't. I'm on that Venn diagram somewhere. You figure it out.
Well, I got a bit of a guilty pleasure of my own here as well. Another polarising song, I reckon. I just want to live.
A bit of fun.
I reckon Good Charlotte get a bit of unnecessary hate. Yeah, I feel like it's getting us up and about on our Thursday. You're gonna have fun. You don't have a choice. We're gonna have fun to start your work.
You'll do as you're told, you'll have some fun, and that's that.
You'll absolutely have fun, alright? Good informed. Thanks, Stephen. All that to come after 9 o'clock. That's a wrap from us though. Have a great Thursday and see you tomorrow.
See ya.